let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies by Dr. David Rex Orgen is a comprehensive guide designed to help readers understand the complexities of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The book provides practical strategies for managing ADHD in both children and adults, offering insights that empower individuals to lead more fulfilling lives. Dr. Orgen is a renowned mental health advocate, author, and pastor dedicated to uplifting communities through education and support. With years of experience in mental health and ministry, he combines his expertise to provide comprehensive, compassionate guidance to those in need. His work spans multiple sectors, including business, philanthropy, and spiritual leadership. We welcome to This Week in America, Dr. David Rex Orgen, author of Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you, Rich.
So much to talk about. This is so important. We'll give you all the information on how you can reach out to Dr. Orgen, or also buy the book as we go through the conversation today. What inspired you to write this book, Dealing with ADHD?
Sure. Yeah, my motivation came from actually observing the challenges faced by people with ADHD, including those in my own community. Actually, I wanted to create a resource that not only explains the conditions, but also offers practical strategies for effective managing ADHD.
And you do an excellent job of that, breaking down. It's understandable. The reviews have been excellent. The book is Dealing with ADHD. The book is available wherever books are sold. Dr. Orgen's website is very simple, David Orgen, that's O-R-G-E-N, books.com. We'll give you that throughout the conversation. That's available on our website, a direct link at thisweekinamerica.us. How does your book, Dealing with ADHD, stand out from other books on the subject? Because it is unique, isn't it?
Sure. Actually, this book uniquely blends the clinical insights with real-world experiences and making it accessible to both professionals and families. It emphasizes not only symptoms management, but also how individuals can thrive with ADHD.
The book is by Dr. David Rex Orgen. That's O-R-G-E-N, book available wherever books are sold. Could you share maybe a key strategy from your book that readers have found particularly helpful? And I know you get a lot of feedback. You talk to a lot of groups. You get feedback there, feedback, positive reviews on the book. Any key strategy or strategies from the book that have been particularly helpful?
Certainly. One of the effective strategies highlighted in the book is the importance of establishing a structured routine, which can greatly reduce anxiety and enhance focus for those with ADHD.
How long did it take you to put this book together? It's very comprehensive. It's a guide. It's laid out in a very reader-friendly way. How long did it take you to write this book?
Actually, I would say it took me literally about 6 months to about a year, because combining my professional life and also ministry, I had to really do a lot of research and spend time in praying, making sure that I get the right words that I wanted to put in the book to make sure that it comes out right.
Let's talk for a second about ADHD. What exactly is that? And then we'll talk about some of the misconceptions. What is ADHD? I think sometimes maybe it's a term that gets thrown around probably inappropriately at times.
Right. I mean, the answer is a significant misconception is that ADHD not only affects children. My book clarifies that ADHD is a lifelong condition that can impact adults just as significantly, if not more.
That's fascinating, and we will get into that more as we go through the conversation. So many important topics we're talking about, they are all covered in detail in Dr. Orchard's book, Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies. You mentioned the background in ministry as well as mental health. How is that background in both mental health and ministry? How has that influenced your writing and how you're able to deal with people that have ADHD?
Yeah, my dual background allows me to approach mental health with a comprehensive perspective, integrating emotional, psychological, and spiritual support throughout my writing. I believe that, you know, everybody is uniquely created by God, and everybody looks so divinely prepared to be able to be themselves, how they perceive themselves. So I believe that in this writing, it allows them to come out to be their true self.
The book is Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies by Dr. David Rex Orgen, our guest on the program. If you're Googling, that's O-R-G-E-N. Important, too, to get to his website, davidorgenbooks.com. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The doctor's active on social media. We'll talk about that in a second. A free flyer there at WhatsApp and Facebook, and we'll mention that before the conclusion of the conversation today. Doctor, why is it so important for everyone, not just those with ADHD, to understand this condition? Why should the person who doesn't have it, doesn't really have a family member that does, why is this book important to them as well?
Well, actually, understanding ADHD is essential for fostering one empathy and reducing stigma. The knowledge is crucial for creating supportive environment at home, in school, and in workplaces, and if you will, even at your church place as well.
How can family support a loved one that has ADHD, according to your book? How can they reach out and help? How can a friend or another family member help as well?
Families can support their loved ones by educating themselves about the condition. Two, setting realistic expectations and fostering a positive, structured home environment. And, you know, in doing this, you demonstrate the love you have for your loved ones, because in this condition, it's only showing deeper sense of love, making individuals feel welcome.
Our guest on the program, Dr. David Rex Orgen. The book is Dealing with ADHD. What role does self-esteem play in managing ADHD, and how does the book address this? How big of an issue is this?
This is quite interesting. Coming Tuesday, I would actually do a similar program titled Self-Esteem. Self-esteem is vital for those with ADHD, because the book discusses how building confidence and resilience can help individuals better manage their symptoms and live more fulfilling lives because they lack confidence.
It's interesting the role self-importance plays, self-esteem plays, all of this laid out in great detail in Dr. Orgen's book. The book is Dealing with ADHD. His website is his name, davidorgenbooks.com. Let's talk for a second. We've got a little time left here, and I'm interested in symptoms and diagnosis. Let's talk about symptoms. How can someone be led in the right direction to find out if, in fact, they have, or someone in the family, someone they know has ADHD?
Yes, I hope, and I certainly believe that readers come away with a deep understanding of ADHD and feel empowered to apply the strategies in this book to improve their own lives on the lives of their loved ones or anyone that you know. Because the thing is, as I said, knowledge is power. And by reading my book, it gives you an insight to be able to navigate how you can be there for your loved ones and also educate your own self to become aware of the things that you need to do.
That's why this book is so important. There is something there for everyone. You can read it. You can learn. You can deal with ADHD. You can deal with someone who has ADHD. The book's available wherever books are sold. What are your future plans as an author, mental health? You've written several other books as well. What next for you?
Sure. Thank you again. I plan to actually continue writing and speaking on mental health topic awareness with a focus on education and advocacy. I am also committed to expanding my effort to provide resources and support to undeserved communities. I am actually embarking on a world tour to be able to be out there and explain myself and have educators, families, communities begin to be aware of this hidden disease because it is very, very important.
What's it like for you when you were able to reach out? I mentioned you talked to a number of groups. You get feedback from the book and from video presentations. What's it like for you when you can make life better for someone suffering from ADHD? Because you've been able to do that. Your book in some way has been totally life-altering for so many people. How rewarding is that for you from a medical standpoint and from the ministry standpoint as well?
To me, it is self-gratifying, fulfilling that I can be there to meet a need of someone, because the reality is life is about taking care of someone and making sure that you share the little knowledge that you have with people. It doesn't really matter whether they look like you or they don't look like you. It doesn't matter where they are in the journey, because life is about being there for someone. So to me, it is fulfilling to be there to help somebody. And once that is achieved, I feel that my call is fulfilled.
I mentioned a few minutes ago that you've got a free flyer that people can get by getting in contact with you. I mentioned the website, which is the doctor's name, David Orgen, O-R-G-E-N, books.com. You're also WhatsApp and Facebook. What's the best way to get in touch with you to get that free flyer?
On WhatsApp, I can be reached at number 614-753-3925. Again, 614, area code 753-3925. And also, the books can be also be bought from Amazon. And the exciting thing is the book has also been transcribed into audio.
That's fantastic. The book is available and a Facebook page as well for Dr. Orgen, and you can get information there as well. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the prevalence of ADHD. Again, I think this falls sometimes in this rather mysterious category. Is it? Is it not? What is the prevalence of actual cases of ADHD, and what are the demographics involved? You touched on it before that we tend to think of this as something that's happens to younger people and not to adults.
Well, in actuality, when a child is born and assessment is being done, normally you are able to assess to tell that children can show the symptoms of ADHD. And normally it's seen within from age 6 to 17 in boys, because boys are very active and they demonstrate a lot of vigorous activity, whilst female naturally they are very quiet, reserved. So it is not mostly identified in children, females. But when females are grown from 17 up to their late 50s, that's when it is seen. And one of the things that I usually look at and I say to families that look at is the attention piece. If your child begin to seek your undivided attention each time, you begin to think about what is going on, because you need to, as a family, mother or father, you need to do A, B, C, and D for yourself. And if you are not very careful, you might think that your child is just the ordinary child. But the reality is, it's a neural brain injury that impacts on your child that makes them not be able to function the way that they
they would want to. They become so easily agitated. They become so angry, and they cannot say no. So they just need it and need it right away. And that's very important as a parent, to show love and make them feel that, honey, just give me a minute. I will be there for you, and I will try to help you. And once you give them the soft touch, your love, they will understand, and they would do what they need to do. I usually use a word, do what we call the reverse psychology. And once you do that, your children, they will love you. They would understand that you are there for them.
It's so important, and you'll find all of this and more in the book Dealing with ADHD. Talk a little bit about lifestyle. What is the best lifestyle for someone with ADHD, and how important is lifestyle in giving them a comfortable, enjoyable life?
Well, with individuals that are struggling with ADHD, the best way is to be able to create a routine for them, because they easily forget about things. They like to be in a structured environment. They are self-destructive. So once you're working with people like individuals with ADHD, you create an environment that from A, you go to B, from B, you go to C. You show them how to fold things. You show them how to do simple things. I mean, it is going to be, going to cost some time to be able to have them get into it. But routine is what works for them. Without routine, it's going to be a problem. You also want to create a reward system. When they're able to do things, you give them reward, and that boosts their morale, and that makes them stay focused on task. You don't give them too much. You do little by little, incremental. And once they have gained that acceptance, the confidence is built, and it will flow natural. I mean, it is a condition that it is going to be there forever and ever, but you can manage it. If you help this individual, which is your loved one, the person can still be able to work, can be able to do simple things for themselves. But always keep in mind that they need that support. And that's why it's critical that families have to be there for them.
The book is Dealing with ADHD, a comprehensive guide designed to help readers understand the complexities of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Book available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you, of course, to Amazon, the doctor's website, davidorgenbooks.com, O-R-G-E-N, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You talk in the book about the role of stress management techniques. It is so important now, and I'm reading this and I'm thinking, boy, we are all have trouble on a daily basis dealing with all of the stress factors out there. How important is stress techniques, dealing with stress techniques to the person with ADHD and for the family members?
Well, it just, you cannot overstate it, because the thing is, in our general lifestyle, we all go through stresses here and there. And especially with individuals with ADHD symptoms or syndrome, it's so hard for them. So naturally, it's only important to begin to realize that you have to find a way to create a down moment that you can not put so much pressure on yourself. Ease yourself, do normal things, just relax, free yourself, free your mind, just relax, walk around, just go to scenery, and make them feel that these simple things that you do with them takes their mind out of stress. And it keeps their mind focused on everyday simple things. So with individuals with ADHD, you definitely want to always keep an eye on them and make them aware that you are going to be there for them in every step of the way. That assurance is all that they need. And once that assurance is there, it takes huge stress out of them. But it's important that you, who are taking care of the individuals like this, you do what I call self-care. it is important that you don't burn out by just not taking care of yourself. Take some time, relax yourself, take deep breath, drink a lot of water, just walk around and exercise, and you would just be fine.
Boy, that is great advice for all of us. Our guest is Dr. David Rex Orgen. A few minutes left in the program. He is a renowned mental health advocate, author, and pastor dedicated to uplifting communities through education and support. You've been doing this for a number of years. Talk about medication and therapy. What's there now, and how far have we come? Have we made progress in determining some of the causes and some of the ways we can make life better for people with ADHD?
Yes, there are a lot of medication that is actually they are there. Unfortunately, traditionally, most people begin to realize that once they keep on with the medication, it takes a toll on the individual. So, for instance, your child who is very, very aggressive and active, suddenly when they take the medication, it makes them, it swings their mood. And it makes them so slow, sluggish in speaking.
Yep, yes.
And some parents are so particular that I don't want my child to go through such. So instead of keeping up with medication, they decide to, take some and give slowly as if it would be best for them. And ideally, I would say that the therapy that you can do to help your child is being there, showing them love, and also making sure that you go through the routine system. Medications manage it. It doesn't take away the syndrome from there or the sickness from there. It only manages. But it's important that you combine the medication and the therapy session. But it is also very, very, very expensive. According to data 2013, to manage your child with ADHD on medication alone, that was way back 2013, the average cost for it was literally about $2,000. But fast forward to 2024, you are looking to an average medication to maintain an individual with ADHD for the whole year. You are looking into a chunk of almost $15,000 in medication alone. So it is very, very, very expensive. And let me say it right here. ADHD is not discriminatory. It doesn't choose a rich child or a poor child. It doesn't choose somebody who is tall or short. It doesn't care about your race. It can just happen to anyone. And remember, ADHD is genetic. It is genetic.
Boy, so much information here. The book is available wherever books are sold. The book is Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies by Dr. David Rex Orgen, our guest on the program. That's O-R-G-E-N if you're Googling. You'll find information on his website, davidorgenbooks.com. That link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also on Facebook, you'll find information. What's up? Information there. That free flyer is available. We'll have all of this on our website as well. And I'd like to thank Christian Works Media, their website, ChristianWorksMedia.com, for arranging this very important conversation today with Dr. Orgen. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. You're doing excellent work, this book and so many others that you've written. Hopefully, this will be the first of many conversations. Thank you for joining us on the program. Great information. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Ricky. It's my pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Very important conversation and a pleasure to have Dr. Orgen with us on the program. The book, Dealing with ADHD, Causes and Remedies. Once again, his website, davidorgenbooks.com. Orgen, O-R-G-E-N, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. More to come on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.